We're recording. Now, what's up, everybody? My name is Gabriel, and this is another episode of Noble Pursuit. This one's going to be about business. I think it's pretty essential, especially in the United States, to be able to build your own business, to have one, to whether you have it as your full-time, whether you have it as your side hustle, whether you tried it and you didn't want to do it anymore because you decided it, you just didn't like it or whatever. It doesn't matter. The point is that you have to have that experience of trying to run a business, trying to understand how a business works and what benefits come with being a business owner. Now, this episode is going to be about the beauty of having your own business, whether you're young, whether you're old, whether you're in the middle, or whether you're a little kid and you're just selling candy at school, which I know a lot of people that did that. And I tried doing actually myself, but we're not going to talk about that. So I'm just going to introduce myself a little bit about why. About my business and why I decided to do it. And I just want to make a little disclaimer. I know my audio sounds garbage right now. I'm recording this off my computer. I will be getting a mic that's pretty good soon. So just bear with me. My videos are going to progress eventually. So with time, guys, with time. Now, my business is business of real estate. So I'm starting my business as an agent. This all started because I wanted to become a millionaire. Obviously, who doesn't want to become a millionaire, right? But I was pretty much in junior year of high school, and I knew that I was going to need to understand what I needed to do with my life because I was going to college. I was going to go and study for 4 years and have to get this degree in something that was going to be worthwhile so I don't have to waste my time and my money and my energy. And I needed to know. So I didn't want to do any 9-to-5 jobs. I wanted to teach. I wanted to teach math or history. I soon understood that I didn't want to hustle and not get paid for my hustle. I do understand the value of seeing that education happening in real time with those kids, but I felt like I needed more. I needed to fulfill my future. I needed to provide more for myself. I wanted to make more out of my name, out of my family. I wanted to push our boundaries a whole lot. I didn't want to just get a regular job. I didn't want to get a $50,000 salary. I didn't want to do that. It's nice. It sounds like enough, especially from where I grew up, but not for me. I didn't want to do that. I felt like that wasn't enough, especially with taxes and trying to live in Miami. It's not a lot. Now, I started searching up on Instagram and YouTube. So I started searching up on YouTube exactly how to become a millionaire. Now, I was pretty much looking at all the videos that they had. A lot of it was, you know, investing. A lot of it was be a doctor, stuff like that. Now I went through this period where I thought I wanted to be a doctor because of the pay and because I wanted to help kids. Again, the whole thing about helping people, it's common when you're younger. And it's always it's always going to be there where I want to help others grow and others develop and understand things that they need to understand. But I started seeing that the medical field, the medicine industry was a business. And I didn't like that part of business where They had to charge a shit ton of money for people to buy pills and all this other garbage. So I was like, fuck that. I'm not going to be a doctor, whatever. So I was like, I need to understand a way to become a millionaire without having to go to school or to be a doctor or a lawyer or anything like that, because none of that interested me and I didn't want to just whatever. So I came across this video, How to Become Broke to Millionaire series by Brian Tosella, where he talked about being a real estate agent and how they worked on commission, and how they got paid for what they sold, and how, you know, you run your business and you do your own hours and you develop. And yeah, it's hard work, but it's also rewarding because it'll provide a whole lot of financial benefits if you do it correctly, and it could help you catapult yourself from one level to another. And it resonated with me a lot because he reminded me of my cousin, or one of my cousins. He looked like one of my cousins. And I was like, yo, this guy, like, I can't not keep watching his videos. So the more I watched his videos, the more I understood what he was doing, what he was talking about. And the more my mind opened up to what was investing into yourself, into your education, your financial literacy, what it was to be a real estate investor, what it was to manage your money, what my brothers had problems with money. And I didn't want to go through that. And I was able to benefit from watching my brothers fuck up a lot. And I mean, they're good now, but like I was able to have that experience and it was able to develop me to become a little bit more strategic in the way that I come around using my money and how I use my time, whether it be in school or the types of things I want to pursue. Now, I knew I didn't want to work for somebody else, and I knew I didn't want to get paid an hourly rate, because obviously, as soon as I heard, why would you work 50 years of your life just to enjoy the last 11 where you can't really do much? I was like, that is so true. So I was like, I'm gonna be a real estate agent, because this, he was able to teach that through all of his videos, and I was able to grasp an understanding of exactly how to be able to successfully become one. Now, obviously there was missing details and stuff like that where he didn't want to, you know, go into, because of course it was YouTube, it was free, but I got that. And I understood that there was a way. And I was like, if there's a way, there's an opportunity. And I was like, if he could do it, I could do it. So I was like, I'm going to be real estate, but I'm still going to go to college because my parents wanted me to go to college. And I kind of wanted to go to college to have that experience. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to make the most out of this experience. I'm going to go and do whatever the hell I want to do in my marketing major so that I can understand how to sell a product and understand what an audience was and target audience, how to communicate, how to build that trust, how to build that rapport. And I was like, I'm going to use this experience to benefit me for this sales career. Now, that's my business. I want to be a real estate agent. I want to sell houses. I want to help others find homes. I want to be that guy who is able to bridge that gap between these people, whether it's to get them from one house to another, or whether it's to get them from one problem to a better situation. I want to be able to do that. And I wanted to do that because it was able to unlock this opportunity to escape that rat race and still be able to do it in a way that I was proud of. Because when you're hustling and you're trying to get your own and you're trying to build your name for yourself, that shit is fucking, it's like the ultimate drug. Like you're literally feeding yourself like fire. You're just trying to prove yourself, everybody around you, that you know what the hell you're doing, and you know you want to live this life, and you know this is what it takes, and you're just so like highly motivated to get there. And and I feel like that's the starting point of a business owner. And the good thing about it is that anybody can become a business owner. You know, immigrants can come over and build their own business. Obviously, there's going to be more challenges and stuff like that. You know, language barrier, the lack of connections, the lack of education, I guess, you know, things like that, the little tweaks and stuff like that, that could be an obstacle. It's harder, but they still manage to do it. And the one person that that stands out to me is my mother. My mother had immigrated from Cuba. She was 14. She needed to find a job because she started having kids, and she started doing a couple jobs here and there, but then she landed in this insurance job where she was selling insurance. She was an agent, and she was able to build those connections, and then she wanted to escape that rat race, build her business, create that business, bring all her clients over, and still develop as a business owner and take control of her life, you know. And I'm going to be definitely interviewing her for this podcast so you guys can see her story and so that we can learn from her. But prime example is my mother. You know, she's able to, she didn't know English. She was young, so she had that on her side. She did end up learning English, which I'm very proud of her for. She ended up getting her GED, which I'm very proud of her for. And the thing is that who would have thought, you know, like even her dad was 40 something when he came over, my grandpa, and he still was able to open up a restaurant. You know, the restaurant didn't, you know, go as planned, but he was able to still open up and take that opportunity to unlock a way of not having to work for somebody else, you know. And it's just, it's beautiful. My girl's dad, my father-in-law, he came over, he had to work the fields. He had to hustle his ass off, but he was able to build his own business as a landscaper. And he has people that he works for in terms of cutting their grass, but he still owns his time, owns his hours, his soul. He doesn't have to work. If he doesn't have to, he can hire somebody else to keep doing it. He could sell his business and still profit. Like, he's good. Like, and he doesn't have education. He doesn't speak English. He doesn't know a whole lot of people, but he was able to hustle and get his ass out there and still make that name for himself and still build that opportunity for his family. And that's what I'm trying to get at here. Being a business owner isn't just, you know, the glitz and the glamour. It's having that opportunity to fucking grab your life, put it in sixth gear, take it out of, you know, the drive, you take your fucking driver's seat back and drive that shit. Drive your fucking car, your life into the roads that you want to take. Like, that's what it is to be a business owner. You want to take control of your life. You want to escape that rat race. You don't want to work for somebody else's fucking dreams. Okay. That's what you're doing when you're working a job. Okay. I was working for AutoZone, right? I fucking hated that shit. I hated it. Right. Customer experience, the customer service experience was garbage, right? Poor management was garbage. The fact that I was hustling, right, for bullshit ass hours and bullshit ass pay, was fueling this fire of me wanting to open up my business. Now, it was great for the opportunity to have that income and save up this money. I was able to, you know, be smart about it and use that money that they gave me and put it aside because I knew I was going to be going into this field that was going to take some time to start building some wealth. So that I'm reaping those benefits. But at the same time, like, I didn't like having to wake up at 7 a.m. so that I could go work for somebody who's not even fucking there. You know, he doesn't have to deal with that shit. And he doesn't have to deal with these customers. He doesn't care about what the hell is going on with their car. He doesn't care about everybody who lives there, and everybody who was working there was kissing ass to the guy above them, and they wanted me to do that shit. And I was like, I'm good, bro. I'm done. I left. That's not me. Okay. Now, obviously, I didn't have to deal with that shit for a long time. I only had 3 jobs, and none of them lasted over a year, but they did last a good chunk amount of time where I was able to understand, this isn't what I want to do. And I was still in a position to be like, fuck that. I'm starting my own thing. And I'm going to go after what I want to go after, because this is the time to do that. This is the part where I'm talking to the young entrepreneurs out here. Whether you're doing a side hustle on Instagram, whether it's nails, whether it's clothes, whether it's my dude over here, Matthew, who's selling sneakers, he's doing that resale business thing, whatever it is, if you love what you're doing and it's kind of making you some money, fucking do it, man. Like, why are you worrying about it? If it's going to take a little bit extra of your time, but you're still having a good time doing it and you feel that, like, Like you're building something for yourself. You're making something of yourself. You're building your brand. There's nothing. It's like the only thing I can think about is like if you ever played a video game and you're trying to develop a character and you're trying to develop the storyline and you're trying to build this ultimate version of yourself in that game, like, dude, that's exactly what a business is. Like you're trying to use this channel of business to build something for yourself, to build those hours, to build the opportunity to have people working for you, to have people alongside you to help you achieve your dreams, to be able to control something. It's like a baby, man. It's like you have full control over this thing. Now, if you have the opportunity to hire a bunch of people and you have that atmosphere of family and all this stuff, that is ultimate over everything. Now, if you're being a business owner and you're trying to be a corporate business owner, then, you know, fuck you, but whatever. Not really, I'm just playing. But, you know, you're going to have to try to understand that if you're a business owner, you still have to understand that these people are people, you know, and they're working because they need to work and they need to make this money and they need to provide. Now, you have to feel, their situations and guide whether you want to help them or not. You can't be a business owner and use everybody. You can't do that. That's a bad business owner. You have to be a business owner who understands people, who understands that these are human beings who have their own lives, that have their own dreams and have their own passions. And this is probably just temporary. And don't suck the life out of them. Motivate them. There's always going to be the next person. You're always going to be able to hire somebody who can do the job. If you have an employee working for you for 50 years and like, you know, if they love it, awesome. But if they don't, when you see that, try to motivate them to do their own thing. Don't be in this mode of scarcity where you're trying to hold on to people. I've seen people, I worked at Wendy's, right? And I've seen people in their 30s and 40s, 50s, 60s working there. Like, and I get it. They didn't have another opportunity, but they could have challenged themselves to go ahead and try something. That's the beauty of being a business owner, is that you always have the opportunity to try. To try. And that's what it is. That's what being a business is. You're just trying to develop something new for you and for the people around you. When you're a business owner, you have to understand all of these things. You have to go through all these challenges of trying to not only maximize profits, of course, but you also have to understand, how can I do this with the greatest amount of quality so that people can respect your business, people can refer you business, people can relate to you, trust you, be loyal to you, especially nowadays. Loyal is nothing. Loyalty is nothing. And I guess you could say, since I have 3 jobs and none of them were 1 year long, fuck yeah, I didn't have any loyalty to those companies, but they didn't have any loyalty to me. They replaced me like that. They don't give a damn. But what I'm trying to say is that as a business owner, you're going to have to understand that there's a lot of things that building this craft, this baby of a business, molding it exactly what you want it to be, pushing things that you never thought you'd push before, trying to achieve things that you thought was only a dream. That's what is essential. That's the benefit of doing a business. Now, everybody should try doing it, whether it's, again, a side hustle, a part-time, if it's your full-time job, if it's whatever the hell. If it's only a passion and you try to make some money off of it, and I guess it's a side hustle as well, but there's always an opportunity and you're always going to have to try to take that opportunity, because you should always want to live on the side of, I did and I wasn't able to achieve the most, rather than I should have and I didn't, you know? You always want to be in that part where you have the option to say that you tried it and you weren't able to succeed. rather than you regret it and you wish you did more. That's pretty much what I have. To summarize it all, I feel like everybody should have a business. I feel like no matter the age, there's always a business that you can consider. As a young college student, you could try doing a side business while you do full-time school, or you could do part-time school and full-time business if you're a little bit older, but you still want to get that education background because you know you need that level of security. No matter what it is, just try something new, push yourself, try to build yourself out of that rat race, because it's definitely going to pay out in the end. If you're willing to make it work and you're willing to see the success in it, go for it. That's all I have for this. So I'll see you guys on the next podcast. Check me out on my other stuff. So peace. See you guys on the next one.